You guys know that I've joined the Motivated CEO podcast to the Podcast Her Network. It's really been a game changer for the fast track to growing this podcast, and I am so excited to tell you that they are opening their doors right now for you to come and join too. If you want to learn more, join the founder, Joanne Bolt, and myself at the upcoming live masterclass, Three-Step Visibility Engine, by registering at podcasther.com/masterclass. Are you ready to take your business to the next level and make the money you want so that you can create the impact you desire? Then you're in the right place. It's possible to run a successful business built around your life. Get ready for a little bit of tough love and a whole lot of strategy to grow your business without sacrificing your sanity. If you're ready to get out of your own way and step into the role of CEO, then let's go. I'm Amy Traw, and this is the Motivated CEO Podcast. We are back with another episode of the Motivated CEO Podcast. And today I am joined with one of my favorite people in the whole entire world, Joanne Bolt. And before we dive into such an incredible conversation, Joe, I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself right off the bat, like who you are, what you do, and who you serve, because I know we're going to go on a tangent quickly. So let's start with the basics.
Girl, we will. You and I always do. Yes. So hi, guys. My name is Joanne Bolt, and I am the host of the B Word podcast. Amy is one of my favorites as well. It is a very mutual feeling, but I am based here in Atlanta, Georgia, if you can't tell by the Southern accent. And I run a company called Podcast Her, where we work with female entrepreneurs to turn their podcast into the chief marketing officer of their business.
And I will tell you, Joanne has totally transformed my business. I joined the Podcast Her Network when the first round of applications were open back in October. And I will tell you what, like, thank you. Thank you so much, Joe, because
thank you for trusting me.
You have totally transformed my podcast. I mean, in terms of like everything that I was looking for, the visibility piece, the marketing piece, the profitability, the monetization, like all of those pieces of the puzzle have really helped me grow my business through my podcast. Exactly what you said. My podcast has now become my chief marketing officer, which is top of funnel for everything else that I do. It's made running my business so much easier. And that's what your zone of genius really is. You help entrepreneurs day in and day out do this. Because a lot of times we're focusing on doing all of the things. We're overcomplicating everything. So I want to dive in a little bit further to that. Like, why can an entrepreneur really use their podcast to grow their business?
Amy, it boils down to two things. You only need two things to have a $1 million business. You need an audience, which is the top of your funnel, and you need an offer, which is at the bottom of the funnel. And what happens with entrepreneurs is we get stuck in the middle. I like to think of it like a tornado, right? You've seen the pictures of the tornadoes. Hopefully you haven't actually seen a tornado, but you know, you get the big funnel at the top and it goes down to where it hits the land at the bottom. And what you always see in the movies, right, is the car that's swirling around the outside of the middle. So that's where entrepreneurs get stuck, is that swirly piece in the middle. And where we need to be is at the very top or the very bottom. And that's it. That's all you have to focus on. We get in our own way because we start working on the email sequences and the landing pages and everything else. It's really that middle piece of the funnel, when the truth of the matter is, if you don't have the top, which attracts in your audience, and you don't have an offer to sell them to, you don't need anything in the middle. And so when you have a podcast as the top of your funnel, you can focus on creating content for your ideal customer. You are talking directly to them. It's long form content. So they're getting to know you. They're hearing your tone. They're seeing your face. They're really understanding if you know what you're talking about or not. And you're building a relationship with them at the top of the funnel. And the best part, Amy, is you don't have to be in real time with them. You know, you're not having to get on discovery calls or coffee chats or all the other things that we do, the networking calls. We don't have to do all of that. That is so freaking exhausting. You can create one episode and it can speak to your ideal person over and over and over again and lead them right down to your offer.
Yes, it's all about being strategic, and we overcomplicate it as entrepreneurs. I think that's just something we do. We feel like we need to be doing all of the things, but the reality is it's so simple that it's complex, that we overcomplicate this day in and day out. But exactly as you said, having a podcast, that collapses the sales cycle because now you're humanizing your brand. You're attracting your people that are drawn into you, and you're repelling those that aren't. And then the reach with podcasts is incredible, especially through something like being part of a podcast network, which was one of the main reasons that I joined, because I was like, you know what? I need to get in front of other people, but how can I do this strategically? How can I position myself in front of the right people? So that's where you've really helped me collapse that time frame and get out of that messy middle.
We don't like the messy middle, Amy.
No, the messy middle is terrible, but we've all been there. That's the reality of it.
Oh, we often get stuck there. That's why I'm saying we are the cars circling around the tornado. Like, we get stuck in the messy middle. And here, you know, it boiled down to, I was in real estate before I did this, and I ran a $56 million producing team. And every broker would tell me, oh, you have to make 100 cold phone calls a day. You have to go walking through neighborhoods and ring doorbells to get business. And I was like, F that. No, thanks.
Yeah, no,
I am not interested in doing that because I don't want someone to do that to me. So I'm not going to do it to them. And so I started working on really working by referral. And what I discovered, Amy, along the way was if a client of mine just told their neighbor who was going to sell their home to use me, I may or may not get a phone call. If a client of mine took the time to do a warm referral, include me on a text message, have me over to the house, put me on a group email chat, whatever it was that was really that more warm handoff, I was 86% more likely to actually get the opportunity to meet with that client. So that's what we're actually doing here at the Podcast Her Network. You know, we try to be the easy button of marketing for your podcast and your top of funnel, right? So what we're doing is connecting these female podcast hosts, because I'm all about empowering my girls. Love my boys, really love my girls. And we're just trying to connect people together and do that warm intro. Because, you know, I'm sitting here on your podcast right now. So people may now go listen to me on the B Word podcast. But if they hear me on my podcast say, oh my gosh, you've got to go read the book that so-and-so is about to launch, or go to a conference that this person's about to host, or I use this person's product, because of the relationship I build with my audience, I think statistics have shown it's somewhere in the low 90%, your audience will click the button and at least try it out. And so we can actually collapse the timeline for your visibility just by mentioning you on my podcast. Amy, you don't even have to come on the B Word and take your time to interview on the B Word. All I have to really do for you to help you out, sister friend, is tell my audience that your podcast is one I personally listen to. And I will expand your visibility just by doing that. Like, how gorgeous is that?
It's amazing. Again, it's so simple, yet so complicated. We overcomplicate all of this, but it goes back to word of mouth advertising. Yep. It's marketing at its core. What is one of the most powerful ways? Exactly as you described. It's word of mouth recommendations and referrals.
Yeah.
We're collapsing time. We're now using our podcast strategically to market ourselves in a way that's aligned, a way that's getting us in front of our target audience versus throwing something out on social and you don't know who's seeing it. You're at the algorithm.
And you can't control the algorithm at all.
Exactly.
And it changes like every day.
Yeah. Like every hour.
Yeah. It's every day, so every hour.
Frustrating. But that's why, you know, I use my social media accounts. Yeah, they're there. They're going to like be top of mind to remind you that, hey, I'm still here with the podcast. Hey, I'm still here with the podcast. I'll repurpose content from the podcast. But my podcast is where all of that content is actually coming from. And that's something you've really taught me to do strategically as well is, okay, how do we take all of this beautiful content that we have and really leverage it in other ways so that we're not reinventing the wheel over and over and over.
No, because why would you? If you are creating content on your podcast for your ideal consumer, the person you really know needs to be purchasing your products, using your services, whatever your business is, and you just take snippets from the podcast, you can take a quote, you can take a verbal quote, a video quote, you can just write it out. Like, you don't have to then go and look and think, oh my God, what am I gonna do today on Instagram? Okay, you can either take a snippet and create a reel from it, or, and you can also, if you wanted to really get creative with it and not just do a snippet from the actual recording, you can know what we talked about on the snippet and create a reel that is literally like a trend that's happening, but goes back to the quote from the podcast. And so you, like, it automatically gives you like your little calendar of what to create today on Instagram. If you just look at what your episodes are.
Right. Right. It's that easy. It's literally, it's so simple. It's easy. Hard. And the really cool thing right now with like the rise of AI is how easy this process then is.
Oh my gosh. Yes. You can,
I mean, literally just take that podcast episode, plug it into some of these platforms. It'll break it down into those video chunks for you. It will break it down into a newsletter, a LinkedIn post, an Instagram post. It will give you ideas for reels. It'll give you hashtags and trends and all of the things.
All the things.
So why are we making this so complicated? Our podcast is used to market our business. And that is really the power of the network then, in showing us, okay, we've got this amazing business. Let's amplify it now. Let's link our arms together and amplify our reach together. Because now we're creating authority and credibility and know, like, and trust and all of the things.
Yeah. And if you think about it, Amy, the reality is, yes, a podcast is a lot of work to produce. Mm-hmm. It's not the easy button, but it's also not super time consuming.
Right.
Like, once you really nail your system and your process down, it's a lot of work because you're constantly having to show up. You need to be consistent with your episodes, but you're not sitting for 9 hours a day, 5 days a week, producing a show that releases 1 to 2 episodes per week. I mean, we release 2 times a week on the B Word podcast. Our goal by the end of 2024 is 5 episodes a week. And I guarantee you, when we get there, it will take us no more time to produce that than it does right now to do the 2 episodes, because we're dialing in our processes so well.
Mm-hmm.
So why in the world, as a business owner, would you keep spinning your wheels on other forms of marketing that you have no idea how long they're going to take? You don't know how they're going to reach people or who they're going to reach. It costs thousands of dollars to do Facebook and Instagram ads or LinkedIn ads, when, if I do this right, I can just get my podcast in front of the right people. And now I'm actually creating a relationship with someone versus just a little ad that shows up in the corner of your Instagram.
Right. Exactly. You nailed it right there. And you are just such a genius at marketing and really simplifying the marketing process for entrepreneurs. And because of that, you've got something really cool coming up that's going to help entrepreneurs literally get the transformation in this upcoming event. Tell us all about it.
Okay. So we have got a webinar in the next couple of weeks, and it is called The Entrepreneur's Easy Guide to Marketing. We're going to show you the easy button. And it's really, we're going to break down for you the 2 things I'm talking about today, which is that top of funnel and the bottom of funnel. So if you have a podcast, if you're thinking about creating a podcast, if you've dabbled in the thought of a podcast and you have an offer in your business, this webinar is for you folks, because I'm going to lay it out on why and how you can think about putting this into your process so that you're not wasting your time on everything else. Because we want to get you, quite frankly, it's sunshiny here in the South right now. I want to get you back out in the sun. Go play some tennis. Go have a cocktail at lunch with your best friend. Don't be worrying about your business, because we're going to help you put it on easy drive. And so that's what the webinar is all about. And I would love to see you guys. Your audience is just, this is teed up for them. Entrepreneurs, female entrepreneurs, girl, I got you. We're going to do this.
Yes. And if you haven't been in Joe's world before, like, she delivers. She's not just giving you fluff, because we've all sat through those webinars where it's like, I don't even know what happened. Like, you didn't tell me anything that I didn't know. You deliver. You provide so much value that if you go and implement these strategies, you will see a transformation. So I just want to, like, massively edify you for that, because if someone's thinking like, well, yeah, but I've been to these before. No,
another webinar. Right. So girl, because I treat webinars like I treat everything else in my business.
Right.
You know, if I don't want to sit through a webinar that tells me they're going to show me how to do something and they never show me how to do something, then I'm not going to do that to you. Am I going to tell you some of my backstory? Sure, I am. You need to know who I am in order to get that relationship and that trust there. But am I going to give you some tactical advice that you can take away? Also, sure. Because that's what I want from a webinar. And so that's what I give my people.
Yes, exactly. Oh, so good. Joe, I will definitely be there if someone wants to sign up. Where can we connect with you to learn more about the podcast? We will link the webinar sign up in the show notes. But to get into your world, to listen to the B word, where are you at?
Ooh, love it. So you can reach me in two places. One is on Instagram. My handle is at it's Joanne Bolt. Or head on over to my website. Yes, folks, I still use a website. I don't care if people say they're dead. They are not. They are a driving force in your business. It is podcasther.com. You can sign up for the webinar. You can access our digital course on starting a podcast. You can find the B Word podcast all from right there on my homepage.
Amazing. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy
Thank
schedule.
Thank you, Amy. I can't wait to see you on the webinar. Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for it. And until next time, cheers to making the money you want so you can create the impact you desire.
Are you loving what you're hearing? Do us a favor and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode.